This is Local Views of the News, the live version, last time in May '09. Although it's far from the most important thing happening in the world this week, the state Supreme Court's decision on Proposition 8 is the news story du jour. Most of the media reports are focused on the yes or no headline, but the decision is considerably more thoughtful than that, and the court actually took a narrow and relatively safe view of the issue. Recognizing that this is essentially a semantic argument, the court said that same-gender couples still can establish all the same rights as heterosexual married couples. Sexual orientation still is protected under anti-discrimination laws, but if the voters want to keep the word marriage the exclusive property of heterosexual couples, they can have it. The argument will continue, of course, and by allowing those 18,000-plus same-gender couples who were licensed and married during the window of opportunity to continue to be married, the court created a little elite class of people who will haunt this argument forevermore. Can you say unequal treatment? President O presented a nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court who fits cleverly into his stated criteria and into his political constituency. A woman, a member of a growing racial minority, humble beginnings, and a resume tailor-made for the job. She has that ubiquitous Ivy League education, but the rest of her checklist makes it tough for Obama's left-side critics to label Sonia Sotomayor too mainstream. That leaves it up to the Republicans to dissect the nominee, but the elephants don't appear to understand their own constituency, let alone Obama's. Within a couple hours after the announcement, the Republicans were airing a videotape of Sotomayor, commenting that the federal appeals court on which she was serving at the time was where policy is made. The implication is that she sees her role as making law instead of just interpreting it, a philosophy which is identified and condemned by everyone, whenever they disagree with a judicial ruling, that is. Before the announcement, John Kyle, a Republican senator from Arizona, even threatened a filibuster on the Senate floor if Obama nominates, quote, someone who takes into account human suffering and employs empathy from the bench. Apparently, the Republicans are opposed to empathy in the courtroom, and we sure don't want any judges who might relieve any human suffering. Politicians with that sort of screw-the-people attitude used to use code words like strict constitutionalism and letter of the law to cover their penchant for judicial suppression of populist sentiment. But Republicans now seem to believe their potential for political recovery lies with people who come right out and admit it, like Dick Cheney and Rush Limbaugh. The GOP has morphed into the AMP, the arrogant and mean party. A couple of stories went around this week about medical care, actual medical care, not about paying for it. The most widely circulated was about the woman in Minnesota whose 13-year-old son has Hodgkin's lymphoma. Doctors wanted to treat the boy with chemotherapy, but the mother disagreed, so mother and son hit the road. The news stories told us that Colleen Hauser preferred some unspecified treatment inspired by Native American healing practices. But they also told us that she was thought to be seeking treatment at an alternative cancer clinic in Mexico. The boy's father preferred to follow the conventional treatment, and the result was a judge terminating the mother's parental rights, making the boy a ward of the state, and ordering Hauser to hand the kid over to Minnesota doctors, which she did on Monday. About the same time, a mother in Wisconsin who believed that prayer trumps doctors was convicted of second-degree homicide after her 11-year-old daughter died of untreated diabetes. Without even considering the stranglehold conventional AMA-type medicine has on health care and the discrediting of prevention and treatments for which those providers don't get paid, cases like these raise profound questions about the rights of parents and children with regard to medical treatment. As recently as 100 years ago, neither of these parents would have been involved with a court in any way. So it's prudent for us to wonder and ask exactly when and why growth of what we call medical science took on the color of law. The law says a court can terminate parental rights for abuse and neglect, but the law doesn't really say that ignoring a doctor's advice is illegal, even if the patient is a child. We can only hope that judges will consider a little human suffering in making these decisions. Finally, praise and congratulations to Green Day for giving Walmart the finger and refusing to have their music censored. We don't need no stinking Walmart to sell our records. And that's Local Views for this week. This is Mark Stannert reminding you this commentary doesn't necessarily prescribe any treatment for KVMR, its management staff, or contributors. Email mark@calloke.com.